Okay, we are ready for him.
Okay, put him on.
Thank you for your help, man.
Hello.
Hey, man. Congrats. Marquise, hello.
How you doing?
How you doing, man? This is Ryan with the Jags. I'll turn it over to our guys.
Okay.
Marquise, what's your relationship like with Blake?
Relationship with Blake is great, actually, to tell you the truth. We get along very well. I got the opportunity to meet him in, you know, Indianapolis, and we've been cool ever since.
Obviously, a lot of people had you going in the first round last night. Is this going to be a motivator?
Yeah. Of course. You know, just me getting drafted in general is a motivator, honestly, to tell you the truth.
What was your opinion of Gus and Dave Caldwell when you met with them?
I actually got the opportunity to meet with the coach in college when I was looking to go to college, honestly, to tell you the truth. So we kind of had a little bit of relationship here and there. Then I got the chance to meet him in Indianapolis, and, you know, great impression as far as me giving one and us being on the same page as far as, you know, just connecting.
So Jed Fish recruited you?
Yeah, at Miami.
All right. How do you think you'll fit into his offense here?
I think I fit in great, to honestly tell you the truth. You know, once I go over, you know, and get a great understanding of it, I think it'd be okay.
What kind of treatment did you get on your knee?
What kind of what?
What kind of treatment did you get on your knee?
Just rehab. That's really about it. I didn't have any surgery or nothing. All I needed was time, and that's what I had.
How much of the knee slowed you down this past season?
A significant amount, you know, because I actually got hurt at the beginning of the season. So, you know, one thing the doctor told me is you need time, and during the season, you don't really have time.
When did you feel 100% then, or did you ever feel 100% last season?
Not until, like, the bowl game, because, you know, going into the bowl game, you know, you got that significant amount of time that you got off. So during that time, that was actually the time I got the test to rest.
So did you play in pain for a lot of the year?
For this year, yeah.
Uh-huh. But obviously you were able to play still.
Yeah, I'm still going to get out there and get it.
Playing a pro-style offense, do you think you'll be able to make an impact right away?
I think so, because, you know, I had the opportunity, you know, to be in a pro-style offense as far as, you know, being at SC, so I think it should work.
Why'd you go to SC?
You said what happened?
Why did you go there? Why did you pick them?
Trying to tell you the truth, I was actually going to get out of the state, but, you know, I talked to my sister about it, and she wanted to stay in California at that time, so I decided to stay in California and evaluate the California schools as far as organization and me competing to, you know, to get a spot, and I felt like where I really had to compete to get in a spot was SC.
Can you give us the Reader's Digest version of your childhood background?
Just pretty rough, unstable family, things like that. Been in foster care, brother passed, you know, just things like that.
How'd you deal with all that?
I found an alternative, you know, after seeing my mom, you know, stressing out, I took it upon myself, you know, to change and, you know, become a positive role model for not only my mom, but my sister too.
USC receivers haven't exactly thrived in the NFL. I mean, I'm sure you've probably heard that. Do you think about that? Does that have anything to add to your chip on your shoulder?
Not necessarily. I don't really think about it, honestly, to tell you the truth. I don't know, you know, back then what the case was, but I know, you know, how much I plan on, you know, putting the work in, you know, just to get the job done as far as my part.
So what's the biggest reason you think you'll thrive?
One more time, please.
I'm sorry. What's the biggest reason you think you'll thrive in the NFL?
I think just, you know, my competitive nature. You know, very a guy who listens, you know, and take, you know, amazing, you know, orders from coaches as far as, you know, what they want me to do. You know, and then on top of that, just performing, and I think I'm capable of getting it done.
How was last night? Sitting there the whole night, not getting drafted. Is that tough?
I mean, it's always tough, you know, because everybody who sits in that room wants to get drafted as early as possible. But, I mean, at that time, you think about it as like, oh, yeah, I want to get drafted. But then, you know, when you come in the next day and you really think about it at the end of the day, you get to realize, like, you know, like at the end of the day, you know, you still got the opportunity to make it to the league and, you know, improve a point.
Who were you with in the draft room?
I'm with both my stepmom, stepdad, my biological mom, my sister, my stepbrother.
All right, appreciate
it. We'll see you next week.
You
said what happened?
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.